T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Station.
Wake up!
We are back here on the morning shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's our 8 o'clock hour, which means it is time for the wake up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. We are doing a draft here on the morning shift. Mike and Bo have been on the clock for Team Mike's Mafia and Team Squid Nation. And yep. So you can either weigh in on whether or not they are winning the draft. You can also call in and tell us who you want the Falcons to take with the 8th overall pick, or even if you want to keep that pick at number 8, you can do that, or you can even hit the X button.
Yeah, I got a couple tweets. Sorry, I got Mr. Yo and also Bernard Watts that have been weighing in on the Twitter. They both. Seem to be going against the grain. They both like Michael Penix. They're inside the first round at number 8 or wherever it is that the Falcons have to take him. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I love Michael Penix. Just don't think we need him here in Atlanta. That's the bottom line. So if you want to get at us, you can hit us up on Twitter. You can find us all over the place. Morning Shift or 929 Morning Shift at MPJohnson79, at SquidBilly929, and at Tiff Black.
Don't tweet me.
Yeah.
I
was like, does she want me to say this? Probably
no,
not.
No, okay. Don't tweet me.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just kidding.
Fair enough.
I mean, you can. I don't know, you know. We'll go to the lines now. So we have Travis, who is on the road this morning. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm keen with taking Latu at number 8, but if Drake may fall, like somebody had in their mock draft yesterday, you run that card up there. We're literally in the same position now that we were a couple of years ago with Matt Ryan, which is an aging quarterback. And the fact that he's coming off an Achilles, and you could get out of the deal after 2 years, why not have a young superstar QB that could sit under him?
Dude, I feel the same way about him that I do about – I feel the same way about him that I do Penix, though. Like, I – Penix.
Penix. You said it right.
I feel the same way about him that I do about Penix. We just don't need it at 8. We just don't. And I get it, man. And we've talked about this, you know, the whole Green Bay kind of style where you draft a quarterback when you have
You're
a quarterback.
You're not Green Bay.
We're not Green Bay. We're not in that situation. We're not a playoff team. We haven't been a playoff team in a long time.
And he's not Patrick Mahomes or Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers. Like, right. that's my problem is those were playoff teams.
Yeah.
Those were literally teams coming off playoffs that and they got Jordan Love at 26. And they got Aaron Rodgers at, what was it, like 22, 24?
Yeah.
You're not taking a guy at 8 that's going to sit for almost 3 freaking years.
Yeah.
You're wasting the entire reason to draft a rookie quarterback when you do that.
Yeah, I completely
I get so
agree.
Angry. I get so angry. I don't know. I've got to calm down. I got to calm down.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, woo-saw, man. Rub
back
those ears.
To the lines we go, and we have Alex, who's in Marietta. Alex, what do you want the Falcons to do with the 8th overall pick? Who do you want them to take, and who don't you want them to take?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Real quick, shout-out to Mike Mafia.
I
was a former member of the Squid Nation. Former member of the Squid Nation, and then I hit puberty, so now I'm Mike's Mafia. All right, here we're going to go. Here we go.
I didn't think we were doing shout-outs today. I thought we were just doing right to it. Come on, let's go. Pick number 8.
Hater.
Pick number 8. If we stay at 8, if somehow Malik Nabers falls, I would like to take him. If not, let's take Liatu Latu. Mm-hmm. Ideally a trade bag if we get Latu, though, somewhere in the early teens.
Yes,
and then – the worst possible outcome would have to be if we do stay at eight and we take Dallas Turner. He's a good edge player, but he is not worth a premium pick. You have to go BPA anywhere in the top 10. Positional need does not matter. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, I'm right on board with you and everything that he just said. And I don't think that Dallas Turner is the worst pick at eight. I don't think it's worst case scenario for me, but his reasoning is spot on for me. I don't think he changes the game for you defensively. I think he just fits really well. And that's why I have leaned towards Latu with that pick. And like Mike's Mafia did earlier, we traded back to 11 and we still got Latu. I don't know that you can do that. I think Latu is going to go earlier than most people expect. But his reasoning, I think, is spot on.
We were seeing some of the film this morning on Latu, and it kind of looked like a lot of bull rushes off of him and bad blocking, honestly.
There was his highlight film is full of bad offensive tackle play.
Now, I will say that his coverage film looks really good.
Yeah.
But he didn't drop back near as much as Dallas Turner did.
Nice hip swivel.
I wonder if he could do it at that regular basis. He had more interceptions there, but you know, look, you're splitting hairs with some of these guys, I think.
Yeah.
Back to the Lions, and we say good morning to Tyler in Gainesville. Tyler, who do you want the Falcons to take, and who don't you want them to take?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm definitely going to go Dallas Turner from Alabama.
Yeah.
I hate to say it from Alabama, but
that's all right.
I think he's the best pure pass rusher. He can get off the edge and definitely get what we need and we've needed for a long time.
And right. Worst case scenario for you? Who don't
worst
you want
case,
to take?
Quarterback. I don't want to see a quarterback.
Yeah. All right. Nice call.
We appreciate it, Tyler.
Oh,
he was going to say it. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Hey, Tyler. No, actually what Tyler was saying is Mike's Mafia sucks.
No.
Good call.
Appreciate the call.
That's not true.
Oh, the pick is in for Squid Nation. Did you find that dumpster fire logo for yourself yet? I can send you one.
Actually, we were thinking about using the commissioner's face as our logo.
Oh, my goodness.
That would only increase their ticket sales.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We've got to make money.
With the 109th overall pick in the NFL draft, I'm not calling them the nation. Stop texting me with the nation. Says Squid Nation selects Mekhi Wingo, defensive tackle, LSU.
Yeah, look, this guy's powerfully built. He was setting squat records in high school. And I really like the fact that he has violent hands.
Is that?
Go Tigers!
That's right.
yeah, no, he's a solid player. I think I like where you're going positionally because that's.
Well, why don't we find out what you think about what you would do?
Back to the podium, and this just got awkward. This is a first to ever happen in an NFL draft. It's breaking news. We have two teams that have now selected the same player.
Well, who turned
Mafia
the card in first?
Pick 109 takes Mekhi Wingo. That's a tackle.
No.
LSU.
You're not allowed to do that.
How do we decide
Tiff,
this?
He was watching me. He was watching
me.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Looking over my shoulder.
He was the best player available when the nation decided to pick, and he was available. I will not arm wrestle or fight you for it, but I'll race you for him. A foot race.
A foot race? You're not going to win that either, buddy. I got news for you.
Oh, you think so?
100%.
Just because your gait's long doesn't mean anything. I got these short bursts.
Wait, can we have a race? Can we put you guys in a parking lot?
Give me about an hour to stretch my hamstrings so that I'm not getting carted to the hospital.
No, you only get 20 minutes. I'm ready to go right now.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
guys,
I think, listen, and back to it.
What did you like about him? Was it his violent hands?
I just think that he holds the point of attack well, and I think that's going to be something that, that Raheem Morris is going to value. I really, and now that we're at, you know, four picks in, I can tell you all this. Byron Murphy was at or near the top of my first-round list. If I was able to trade back into – when I traded back into that 11 spot, had Latu not been available, it was going to be Byron Murphy because I do think that that defensive tackle spot is going to be – massive part of this defense.
I think it's funny that you say that because before someone decided that we should have a one trade rule, I actually traded back twice in the first round and got Byron Murphy at 17.
Wait, so you traded okay
in a different mock because there was a rule put in place.
How many
by
did you
someone.
Do?
I did two.
You just did like five until you found one that you liked.
No, I did two.
Okay, right.
I did one, and then you made up your rule that you. Went back on, and then I decided to do another one, and that was my one because it was only one trade. But what I'll tell you, and that other one that I did, Mike, you know, two guys that I got in both of them,
yeah,
Braden Fisk and Mekhi Wingo.
Yeah, I'm shocked that you've taken now two wide receivers and two defensive tackles, though.
And no one, you have not addressed the secondary.
Well. You know what? We're gonna address the players that are left. We're gonna look at our big board, and we're gonna see
get
about
back in the war room.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, you can call in throughout this show, this special draft show, on the morning shift at 404-726-0929. Tell us who you want the Falcons to take, who you don't want them to take. So they have the number eight overall pick, and you can, you know, maybe you could trade, maybe you could do what Mike did. You know, bend the rules some.
Yeah, I like it. It's all
right. You know, do your own trade.
Squid will get over it.
Whatever you feel like doing, you can let us know. You can also take to Twitter or X and also tweet at the show.
It's still Twitter.
Let's be honest. Okay, yeah, we're going with
Nobody's
going
to call it X.
We're going with Twitter.
Yeah. We did have our guy, Mr. Moore. He has tweeted into the show, and he said, I love Squid, but you would be dumb to draft two. And I'm paraphrasing this. You'd be dumb to draft two wide receivers after our offseason moves. Including trading for Rondale Moore and signing Darnell Mooney.
Well, Rondale Moore is not going to be here after this year unless he goes out and catches 65 passes and like 10 touchdowns. You need to build cheap playmakers for the future, and that's exactly what you have. And you can't. You don't know where the offense is going. You don't know if they're going. We haven't decided if we're picking up Kyle Pitts' fifth year or not. There's a lot of things to go, and I know he's a tight end, but you still need playmates. This offense is not going to be what Arthur Smith had.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, Dean, you told me last year we would be stupid to draft a running back at eight, and that's exactly what they did. So maybe we should
that
not.
That doesn't mean you get to be stupid.
I got two of the best wide receivers
this is your draft.
For this offense in the draft, and that's Ladd McConkey and Ricky Pearsall. I'm telling you, I got two studs. And I don't think I've drafted a player north of the Mason-Dixon line yet.
I have a question for you. Who's going to cover everybody else's wide receivers? That would be the problem for Squid Nation moving forward.
Well, there's still free agency left to go. And there's still some good cornerbacks out
with
there.
With what money?
We're clearing up cap space
in
the nation.
I know who might be happy with the way Mike's Mafia has drafted so far, and that would be DJ Shockley.
Mm.
He's joining us here on the show. He is the sports director for Fox 5. Also, you know him as a former dog. Stay with us here. On the sports, on the morning
on the
shift. Stay with us here for sports on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.